Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kuf Chaf. And as you recall, we ended off yesterday's daf Kuf Yates, talking about the Menoy Slavchad, and how the Menoy Slavchad were Chachmonios, Darshonios, Tzidkonios, and the Gemara asked, if there's such Tzidkonios, how come the youngest one married after the age of 40? Which is usually not recommended because then they often do not have children subsequently. And the Gemara said the reason is because she wanted to go and marry someone from her mata, from her mishpacha. And the Gemara is going to learn in another few lines that the Bnei Slavchad were advised, Eitze Toiva, to go and marry Hagunim. So she had to wait for her shidduch to materialize when she became 40. And then the Gemara said, but as a result of a tremendous ness, Baruch Hashem, she did have children after all. And the Gemara brought a raya from the case of Yocheved, who at the age of 130 had children. So certainly, at the young age of 40, one could certainly have children with derech ness. We are now on to the first wide line of Kif Chof Amir Aleph. First wide line. Since we spoke about Amram and marrying Yocheved, and that Yocheved, the Pasuk refers to her as Bas Levi. The Gemara says, Bas Levi? She's already 130 years old. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Beterech Nes, Noldi Ba Simani Naris. Nisadin Habasar, her skin became nice and smooth once again. Nispashto Hakmatim, all the wrinkles smoothed out. V'chazar Yoifedim Kaimai. So now the Gemara begins, V'yikach V'yachsim Niboilei. Again, first wide line on Kif Chof Amir Aleph. The Pasuk specifically says, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, that's referring to Amram. Vayikach es Bas Levi. He's taking Bas Levi. Now, he's taking Bas Levi the second time. Because the first time, he already was married to Yocheved. He already had two sons. He already had two children. He had Aaron and Miriam. So it wouldn't have been appropriate for the Pasuk to say, Vayachzer, that he took her back, a Zivik Sheini, if you will. What the Pasuk is coming to tell you, that even though really it was a second marriage, however, he made it as if it was a first marriage. What means he made it as if it was a first marriage? Even today, you know that if you're invited to a regular normal marriage, you can expect to have a very festive meal with all different types of wonderful things and hundreds of people and music and this and that and the other thing. If you're coming to a marriage of a Zivik Sheini, as you know, it's usually a much more reserved and modest occasion. Instead of 2,500 people, you might have 25 people. Instead of an 18-piece band, you might have someone playing on a harmonica. It's much, much more conservative and much more reserved. Over here, however, he's made this Zivik Sheini, this second return, into a regular kuchen, as if it was a brand new chasana. Hoyshiva ba pirion, he had her go and sit in a pirion. Rishbam doesn't explain exactly what a pirion is, but the Oruch elsewhere explains that a pirion means that she had like a royal throne, which was under a chuppah. And therefore, when they took Yocheved from one place to the other, they had people carrying her in such a choshev throne with a chuppah on top. And Aaron and Miriam were singing or playing music in front of her. This lady, Yocheved, she already is a very happy lady. She has already Aaron and Miriam, but she's going to be happier when Moshe Rabbeinu will be born. And in fact, Rashi points out, what's the reason why Amram decided to take back Yocheved? So we all know this from Rashi and Chumash. We all learned this when we were much younger in Cheder, that Miriam went over to her father and said, "Hey, Tati, why are you divorcing Mommy?" And he said, "There's no purpose in continuing to live as husband and wife, because since the Mitzriim have issued a decree that kol ha'bein ha'yiloid ha'yoyre tashlichu, any boy that's born is going to be thrown into the water and killed. So what's the purpose of having children? Just to have them targets and victims of government killings?" And then Miriam said, "But Tati, Gzeirascha chomer mishalehem. Your gzeira is worse than their gzeira. Because according to their gzeira, there won't be any boys. But according to your gzeira, if you're going to, now that you've divorced mommy, then you're not going to have girls either. And so therefore, you should take mommy back. And Amram listened to Miriam. And in fact, again, Rishbam over here brings, how do we know that Miriam knew about all of this? Because it says by the Shira that Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah Achis Aaron es Atoif Biyoda. And you know, Rashi and Chumash already asks, why does it say Miriam Hanaviyah Achis Aaron? Because she, Miriam, was a Neviyah at the time when she was only the sister of Aaron before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And then she predicted that after Amram and Yecheved get back together, not she predicted, B'nevuah, she said that in Mir Tashem they're going to have someone who's going to be Moshiach Es Yisrael, which of course was Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, once Yecheved and Amram heard this, Yecheved said, sure, let's remarry. And that's why she was Eim HaBonim Semecha, with the knowledge that this was not just a remarriage, but this was a marriage that was going to bring down the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so we got off on a tangent a little bit about Levi, not the Levi, Bas Levi being Yecheved. Now we return to the five Benoi Slavchad. Says Yigmar, Lahalon Monon HaKosef Derech Dulos and Lekan Derech Chachmasan. What the Gemara is telling us is that if you look carefully at the Psukim list the names of the five daughters twice. However, they go and list them in different order. Rishbam already brings both of them. If you look at the third wide line of the Rishbam, it says, Vatiyena Machla, Tirtza, Chagla, Umilka, Vinoya, Pnoi Slavchad, Lebnei Doideya, and Lenoshim. These five daughters got married to their cousins. Now skip a line in the Rishbam, and you'll see two lines later it says, who were the children? It says, Machla Noya. Noya before was number five on the list. Now Noya has been pushed up to number two on the list. Chogla Milka Vesirtza. The question is, it's a stira, you know, make up your mind. If there's a good reason to have the order one way, why does the Torah write it a second way? So that's what's bothering the Gemara. So Dok the Gemara, La'lon mon ha'kos of Derech Gedulasan. Later on, it tells us the Derech Gedula, in other words, chronologically, who was the oldest and who was the youngest. The Kan Derech Achmasan, when the five approached Moshe Rabbeinu, since they were asking a Guta Shaila, a Guta Kasha, why is Yibam different than Hilchis Nachlois? And why wouldn't you have a double chelik like the Kahanim, like the Bechoyrim, etc.? So then the Torah lists them Derech Chachma. The smarter one is at the front of the line. Mashenkin, in the other case, when we were talking about getting married, they just have Derech Dulasan. Who's like Derech Dulasan? So Rishbam says that this is reminiscent of what we find in Bereishis, where it says in the Pasuk by Lavan, we don't give the younger ones before the older ones. So when the five married, and it says in the Pasuk, they married Lebnei Doindeihem Lenoshim, the Pasuk presumably is listing them in order of their age. The Machla was the oldest, Noya was the youngest, and they got married in that order. However, when they presented the Shaila to Moshe Rabbeinu, then they went and had them listed in the order of their being Chachmonios. And the Gemara says, Mesaili l'Rabami, Diyam Rabami, B'yeshiva heilich achar chochma, b'msiba heilich achar zikna. When you're arranging for seats at yeshiva, yeshiva, explains Rishbam, means that you're coming together bein l'din, bein l'shar yeshivoy shel Torah. Whether you're coming to a din Torah, and you have the three dayanim, or you're talking about other collection of Torah scholars who are going to share their views on halachic matters or explaining a Gemara or whatever it is, then the by yeshiva, the first one that's up front sitting, heilich achar chochma, give the kavod to the greatest chacham that comes in. Even if that greatest chacham is younger than some of the other talmid chacham, give him the right to sit up first. We're not saying that he should speak up first, because if he speaks up first, then we have a problem with Masechta Sanhedrin, where it says that in various halachas, for instance, by Dina Nefashis, Maschilim Menatzad, you don't start from the first one, you start from a lower one, because if you start from the Godel Hador, then everybody's going to nod their heads, nobody's going to argue with the Godel. But in terms of seating, you sit him up front because he's the Chochem. The Masiba, if you're talking about a Masiba, Rishbam says, a Mishta or Nisuan, in other words, you're making a party, it's a Chasen, it's a Mlav Malka, it's a Bar Mitzvah, whatever, then Helech HaChazikna, the one that should get the spot on the dais, the first spot, that should be the Zokin, the eldest in the family, even if he is less of a Chochem than the Chochem. But Rav Ashi immediately adds a footnote. Rav Ashi, who the maflik b'chokma, who the maflik b'zikna. When we say that yeshiva heilach achar chokma, it's got to be that he, the chokma that we're talking about, is head and shoulders greater in chokma than the next fellow. However, if he's just a little bit more of a chokma, then you go after the zokain, the one that is the oldest in the bunch. Even though that oldest in the bunch is not as great a Talmud Chacham as the Chacham, but it's only a small sliver of difference between the two, so then rather go and be Mechabed the Zokin. And the same thing is when we're talking about by Mesiba, we're only Mechabed the Zokin if he's Taka Muflik B'Chacham, B'Zikna. If the Zokin Yechweis is 80 years old, and everybody else there is 50 or 60 years old, so obviously he's Muflik B'Zikna compared to them. So even though he may be less of a Chochem in terms of Talmud Chochem than some of the others, but Muflik, the Maflik B'Zikna gets first crack at the best seat at the front. So Gemara. So then getting back to what we were talking about with the five B'nai Slavchad, says Gemara Tanim Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Slavchad Shkulei Sayu. Even though the previous Mandiyomer said that the reason why they're listed differently the twice in the Torah, one was listed derech of their age, and the other one was derech of their chachma. Tan Rav Shmuel disagrees, and he said, no, they were all shokel. Shenema, how do I know? It says, Nabasik Vatiyana. What does it say, Vatiyana? You have Ois Dalet, or number four. Vatiyana, machla, tirtza, chogla, milka, benoye, benoye, slavchad, livnei, doidei, and linoshim. What's the Lashon Vatiyana? Havaya Akas Lakulan. All five of them were the same Havaya. They all basically occupied the same space because they were all on the same Madrega. And that's in fact the reason why the Torah changes the order to say, Lav Dafke, it makes no difference. You can put Machla first, Noya second, Chogla, Milka, Sirt, whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference because they're all basically the same. Right. Omer Vina Mishmur. Rav Yehuda Mishmul says a gewaldige chiddush. We all know that that first doyer, the women that had received a nachla, were not to go and marry outside of their shevet. And we learned earlier in the perek, it says in the pasuk, lo yisisiv nachla mimata l'mati acher, or mimata elmata. And you remember we said that the two psukim, one's talking about Hasebas ben, one's talking about Hasebas habal. But there were very strict orders in that generation that the women that received Yerusha, because there were no banim, they had to marry within their own ranks, within their own shevet. Rav Yehuda Mishmul says a tremendous chiddush, and he says, "Penoy Slavchad hutruli nasil cholashvatim." No, you're wrong. Penoy Slavchad can marry anybody and everybody in all shvatim, all 12 shvatim. Shenema latoy beineyam tiyan linoshim. You can marry anyone that appeals to you in your eyes. Frank Malamani, Mekayim, but it says in the Pasuk, the same Pasuk. Ach l'mishpachas mati aviyam tiyan l'nashim. Stay within your own mata. That sounds very clear. A mitzvah saseh on the five b'nai slavchad. Stick within your shevet. Emphatic morah, zokter b'yudom shmul, eitz atoy v'heisiyan. This is not a chiyuv, a chova. This is just an eitz atoy v'hakosuv. That the Torah, Asiyan Akasa, the Torah teaches them Eitz Toiva, Shleinosu El Lahogan Lehen. They should marry someone who's appropriate to them. As we know, anytime you, even today, when people want to be Meshadach, their children, they always try to find someone on the other side that is similar in attitude and background and learning and in means, whatever. There should be as much commonality as possible. Because if there are major differences between one and the other, often that marriage may be headed to a little bit of turbulence. So that's why in the Haim, the Hungarians only wanted to marry Hungarians, the Polish only the Polish. Things, Baruch Hashem, have changed over the years, but at least that's the mindset. You want to have someone with a common background. So therefore, the Eitzah Toiva to the Bnei Slavkot was, stay within the family, stay within the ranks. You don't know how the Reubenites are and how the Shimonites are. I mean, there must be wonderful people. They're all Shiftei Kah, but they may not have the same approach as the Bnei Menashe. So it was only an Eitzah Toiva. Freik Timar, really? It was only an Eitzah Toiva? Moisim Rabba. Rabba asked the following kasha from a Brisa. Says in Pasuk, Emor Aleihem. Now this Pasuk is Pasuk Vav here in the Maseiros HaShas, not Maseiros HaShas, in the Torah Or HaShalem, where it says, Emor Aleihem L'Dorei Seichem Kol Ish Ashi Yikra Mikol Zarachem El HaKodesh HaMeshek Ish B'nei Yisrael HaShem V'Tumasei Olav V'Nichrisa. You got to be careful if you are Tomei, whether you're a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, whatever, and you want to now eat from Kodshim, if you are Tomei, Chas V'Sholem, then the Nichrus is a din of Karis. Now let it go and eat, and you get Karis. Now, notice that the Pasuk on the surface sounds kind of interesting. It starts off, Emor Aleihem, Kodesh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, say to them, them means the Jews that are alive at this time, tell them for future generations. See, Mora says that seems to be inconsistent. The ones that are present today. These are future generations. Why does the Torah insist on talking about both the Avos, the people standing there at the time on Har Sinai, and also refers to the future generations of Bonim that don't even exist? Says the Bryce, I'll tell you why. There are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that only apply to the Avos generation and not to the Bonim. And there's certain mitzvahs that only apply to the Bonim generation and not to the Avos. Really, what is that? Everything I'll tell you. The Avos Oimer, B'chol Bas Yereshes Nachla. The Bas Yereshes Nachla, what should she do? So the Pasuk says, she should go marry someone within her shevet. So that people should stay within their shevet, within their nachla, and you don't have hasabas nachla from shevet to shevet. So that's ba'avaisu oimer. But not by banim. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the whole din of hasabas nachla from shevet to shevet was one generation in the times of Bnei Slavchot, but not in the next generation. But here in the Brais it's saying that this is a mitzvah sheyesh ba'avois she'ein ba'banim. Maharbi mitzvahs nesavu banim shle nesavu avois. There were a lot of mitzvahs that the banim got that the avois didn't get. And the Rishvam says, those are all the mitzvahs ha'tluyois ba'aretz. The Yidin that were in the Midbar, that were in Har Sinai, never had to worry about Truma, and a Bais Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni, and Chala, and all those things, and Shemitah, because it didn't apply until the Bonim entered into Eretz Yisrael. So since certain mitzvahs only apply to Avos and not to Bonim, and certain mitzvahs only apply to Bonim and not to Avos, that's why this Pasuk says, Emor Aleihem L'doyroi Seichem, not only those people that are alive today, but all future generations, to tell you both. Since we have certain mitzvahs which are only avos and not banim, such as b'nai slavchad, and we have certain mitzvahs which are only banim and not avos, those are mitzvahs kluyas baret, it had to tell us both avos and banim. So I see very clearly that there is a chiyuv on the Bnei Slavchad and anybody that lived at that time to make sure that a nachla that was received by a girl, by a woman, did not transfer from shevet to shevet. So what are you telling me that this is only Eitzah Toiva kamashulan? Steht doch befehlisch in der Teira. Das ist doch eine Mitzvah. Evdimar, humoisulamu mefarikla lebarmid, nois zulofchad. Wow. Any other lady that was in that situation at that period of time, Benois Yankel Smith, Benois Beryl Jones, if Yankel Smith was one of the Yoytze Mitzrayim and he had no sons, just daughters, if Beryl Jones had no sons, only daughters, those daughters are going to receive the Nachla from their father, Yoytze, certainly according to Rabbi Yoshi that holds the Yoytze Mitzrayim. So they're going to receive that Yerusha. Guess what? When they receive that Yerusha, they are not allowed to marry outside their Shevet. They must stay in the Shevet. But I love God, we give them advice, and we tell them, I love God, please do the same thing as the Benois Yankel Smith and Benois Beryl Jones. However, you are not required to minadin. It's only Eitza Toiva Kamashmala. The Gemara doesn't tell us why the Menoitz Lefkar are different, nor does Rishban. Some of the Achroinim speculate that the reason is because of their Chashivus, that they were very, very special ladies. They were the ones that were Tzikonios, they were the Nchachmonios, Tarshonios. In their Schus Megaglin, Schus Ayidei Zakai, we have the Parsh in the Torah of Nachlois, etc., etc. Since they were so special, they got, if you will, special dispensation. They were allowed to marry anyone they wanted to, but the advice was, marry Hagunim. And ultimately, that's what they did. They stayed not only with their own Shevet, but they married their own cousins. So the Rabbah who asked this Kasha, he answered the Kasha. The Bryce is correct, and the memory that we said that was an Eitz HaToiv is also correct. All other ladies at that time had the Chiyuv, the Choiva, and they, the Bereis Lofchad, had the Eitz HaToiva to stay within the Shevet. Okay, now since we dealt with this Braisa, and we mentioned Ovois and Bonim, we're going to go and explore this a little more. Omamar, Ba'Ovois Hu'oimim Cholbasti Reshes Nachla. And the Gemara said, the Braisa said, Ba'Ovois and Bonim Loi, Veitim Amai Mashma. Who says? Why do we say that this was a one-generation thing? Why didn't this continue? If you can identify a young lady that has her own Yerusha from Eretz Yisrael, stay Achuza, she should only be able to marry within her Shevet. Who said that this was a one-generation thing? Zokimar Marava, Omakrat says in the Pasuk Zehadovar, Bushtet Zehadovar, that's in Pasuk number 5 of the Torah Ora Shalim, Zehadovar Ashtetziv Hashem Lebnoi Slavchad Leymar, So Zehadover, this Dibur, this mitzvah, is Zeh. Zok to Yimara, what's the Kavanim it's saying Zehadover? Rather, what it's telling us is, Dover Zeli Heinoyik Ela Bedor Zeh. Zehadover is trying to kind of restrict and limit. Zehadover, this Dibur that I'm telling you now doesn't apply universally forever and ever. In all generations, no, Zehadover, just in this time, nothing more, nothing less. And that's why, as we know, this next generation, that's one of the reasons for the Le'im Tov Le'Yisrael Chamishos Ba'av, the Chachomim Darsh, and this Zehadover on Chamishos Ba'av, to allow all the Shvatim to intermarry. Omli Rabbi Zutil Ravashi, Elamiyat, if you're telling me Zehadover means it's only a temporary, one generation type of thing, what about Zehadov the Shchutei Chutz? Ochanamdli Hinoigel Bedor Zeh? Where does it say Zehadov the Shchutei Chutz? Again, we have Ches of the Torah Ora Shalom. What does it say in the Pasuk? Tabar El Harm Vilbana Vilkol Bnei Yisrael Vimar Toleim Zehadov Rashi Tziva Hashem Leimar. What was that Zehadover? So it doesn't say in that Pasuk, but the next Pasuk right after that tells you about Shchutei Chutz. What is it of Shchutei Chutz? All kabbonis that have to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to go and shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Ish ish b'mnei Yisrael, ashe yishchat shor oy chesev oy eiz b'machne, oy ashe yishchat michutz l'machne, v'yal peh esach, oy l'moyed le'evioi, v'nichra said is a din of kars. It's a din of shchut yichutz. But the parsha shchut yichutz begins zehadovar. Are you telling me that this is only noyig in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, only in the time of the Mishkan in the Midbar. The same parsha, a couple of psukim later, it says, "V'yisbuchu oid as ifchem las irim asher heim zoynim achareim chukas oylam tia zoys lehem v'doy roysam." So it's come to tell you that this is not only a choik at that time, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but for all the doyrs. Okay, so therefore, that zehadover is lav dafka. What about the zehadover, the Rosh Hamatzos? At the beginning of Parshas Matos, without the Moshe Rosh Hamatzos, Nei Soleimar, zehadover shetziva Hashem. And that's talking about, of course, the Parsha of Nidorim. Ish kiyidu nedel Hashem, o yishav ha-shvua, lesra Yisrael nafshoi, v'yachal dvorek, chal yoytzim pevyasem, etc. But there are also thoughts of zehadover. Are you going to tell me the whole parsha of Hatoris and Adorim is only that one generation? Everything more amalei nein ahu yalef ze mehosam. This ze of Hatoris Nadorim we're going to learn from the other ze hadover by Shchutei Chutz. Just like by Shchutei Chutz, it says ze hadover. But it applies to all generations because it says l'doy roisam. Here too, when it's a zeh hadover, it applies to all generations because I learned zeh, the parsha of Rosh Hamatos of Hatoris Nedarim from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. So for Eitimor, ha'inabi leilav zeh mihasam. Once you're saying zeh hadover is a good gzeirah shava, why don't we say about the iser to marry outside the shevet that it's not just one generation, so zeh hadover only this time. No, Zeh Adover learned Zeh from the din of Shchutei Chutz that applies Ale Doiris. Evdimor Haimai. There's a fundamental difference. Bishloim Mahasim Itzrich L'Gzeira Shava. Hachal Mai Itzrich. Lishtakra Minei. Meaning, we have a famous rule, Ein Hekish L'Mechza. We have another rule, Ein Gzeira Shava L'Mechza. Once you're learning Gzeir Shava, you can't go and say, I'm only going to learn this, I'm not going to learn that. Gzeir Shava you learn from A to Z, across the board. The Gemara is telling us is that, as we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, the two Zehadovers, one by Shchutei Chutz, and one by Rosh Hamatos, by Hatoris Nedarim, we already learn from Zehadover, a Gzeir Shava for other halachas, for other purposes. What are those purposes? We'll see shortly. Legabe, if you're being matan at neder, do you have to have three dayanim? Can you use a yochin mumcha? So we're going to learn zeh adover, zeh adover. Remember, once you're learning zeh adover for other concrete substantive halachas, we also use the zeh adover to tell us timing. That this is not a zeh adover one generation, but it's l'doy reisam. Goes on forever. However, our zeh adover by the Bnei Slavchad, they have no need to learn any other drasha from either Shchutei Chutz or Hatoris Nedarim, and therefore, that's why we're not going to learn Zehadover, Zehadover. In fact, the Gemara says, Hoch l'may itzrech, I don't need a gzeir shava. So lishta kromine, let the pasuk be silent, let it not say Zehadover. V'ano yedana d'doyresu. If you're telling me that the Zehadover is only to tell you, learn from Shchutei Chutz, that it goes on forever, just leave out the word Zehadover. I know it goes. The only reason why I have a Havam in it, as well as a Maskana, that it goes only for one generation, because it's a Zehadover. So you're saying, let's learn Zehadover, Zehadover from Shchutei Chutz, that it goes on forever. My good friend, let it not say Zehadover, and then automatically, like all other mitzvahs in the Torah, Tzitzis goes on forever, and Tefillin goes on forever, and Shabbos goes on forever, and Yom Tov. All these things are forever. I don't need a Gzeir Shava, Zehadova, Zehadova to tell you forever. Automatically, it's forever. So why learn the din of Hatoris Nedarim, Zehadova, Zehadova, from Shchutei Chutz to tell us it goes on forever? Because anyway, I'm learning a Gzeir Shava, as we'll see momentarily. And therefore, said Yimara, Hosam, Itzrich, I'm on the fourth line of Kuf, Chaf, Amid Beis. Hosam, Itzrich, Gzeir Shava. There, the two Zehadovers of Shchutei Chutz. And the Zehadover, Rosh Hamatos, I need it for Gzeir Shava. Hachlamay Yitzrich, what do I need the Zehadover by the case of the Benoi Slavchad and the case of the Isser of marriage outside the Shevet. Lishtakraminai, the Pasuk should be silent. Don't say Zadava no Yadala Dariusu. Just like all other mitzvahs, it goes forever. That's why I don't learn the Zehadava from this Zehadava. Freitim, my Gzereshava, you're telling me this Gzereshava of Shchutei Chutz to the din of Hataris Adarim. What's that Gzereshava? The Sanya. Nemekan Zehadava, Venimel Halon Zehadava. We already quoted the two Zehadavars, but we have it again here in the Torah Ora Shalem. By Shchutei Chutz, said Vedaba Moshe. No, it doesn't say that pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Davar Harim Velbanav Velkol Bnei Yisrael Matalem Zehadava Shatziv Hashem Leimar." And what does the pasuk continue on? Ish Ish Bnei Yisrael Ashi Yishcha Chori Chesu V'Yeiz B'Machana. So that's a case of Shchutei Chutz Zehadava. Then we have the other Zehadava. Davar Moshe Rashi Amatos Bnei Yisrael Leimar Zehadava Shatziv Hashem Gabi Hilchis Hatoris Nidar. So what do I learn from the Zehadava? Zehadava Zokti Yemara. Number one, I learned Mal Halon Arin Vadav Chol Yisrael. Just like by the case of Shchutei Chutz, says in the pasuk, "Vaydaber Lam Daber Harim VeAlbana VeAlkol Bnei Yisrael VeMarta Leim ZeHadavar Shetziv Hashem Leimar." It says Arin VeAlbana VeAlkol Bnei Yisrael. So Aktimar Malon Arin Uvana VeChol Yisrael Afkan. Also by the din of Hatoris Nedarim Arin Uvana VeChol Yisrael. So what does that mean, that Aron Avonav Chol Yisrael? We're going to see in the Gemara shortly that when you are trying to be Matir Neder, you have to go and have a panel of three judges, three Dayanim. We'll see that in another moment. But that's what I learned, the din of Hataris Nedarim, from the din of Shchutei Chutz. Just like Shchutei Chutz says, Aron Avonav Chol Yisrael, here too, Aron Avonav Chol Yisrael, the Gab Be Hataris Nedarim. Umakan Rashi Amatos, and just like by Hataris Nedarim, it says Rashi Amatos, the heads of the Shvatim, Aflalon, same thing applies to Shchutei Chutz, Rashi Amatos. So what does that mean? So Omar, Malon Aravon of Chol Yisrael, Afkan Aravon of Chol Yisrael, just like over there by Shchutei Chutz, it's Aravon of Chol Yisrael, here too, by Hataris Nedarim, Aravon of Chol Yisrael, my Hilchasa, what does that teach us? Omar Vachaber Yankev, Loimar, Shaforis Nedarim, that when it comes to being matineder, even though the Gemara uses the term hafara, but Rishbam points out a little further down, like the Gemara itself is going to point out, that really the proper term is hatara. That when a bezin is mater, the matineder, when we get together always on Erev Rosh Hashanah, after davening, and everybody does hataras nadarm, we don't do hafaras nadarm. Fara is by a husband, Hatorah is by a bezd. So the Lashon Haforis Nedarim is Lav Dafka, it really means Hatorah Nedarim. It's Psoisha Joitis. That's what I learned from Aharon Avon of Chol Yisrael. I freed him over Rashi Amatis Ksibbei. It says by Hatorah Nedarim, Rashi Amatis. Which sounds like you have to have the chief rabbi. You have to have, you know, the biggest Gedoilim. Not just any three Hajoitis. Every Morkim of Chizda Omer, Yochan and Yochan Mumcha. We're talking about if it's Taki Yochan Mumcha, Agorul Hador. A God will be Israel, that's a separate story. Then one is enough. Rashi Amatis. Achanami biyachin mumcha. That's what it's coming to tell you, that the din of Hataris Nedarim, even as one yachid, you don't have to have three dayanim. So you have two choices. You can either have three dayanim that are matineder, or you can have a yachin mumcha being matineder. Zokt imara. Umakan Rashi Amatis, aflalon Rashi Amatis, amai hilchasa. Just like by Hataris Nedarim, it says Rashi Amatos. There too, by Shchutei Chutz, is also din of Rashi Amatos. What is that coming to teach you? Everything Mara Amar Rav Sheshes Loimar Sheyesh Shaila BeHegdish. You can be shoyil on Hegdish, meaning just like anybody that made a neder and now wants to be matir neder, they are shoyil al nidran. They ask the Bezdin or the Yochin Mumcha, please be matir the neder. What happens if somebody made something hegdish, and then after that changed his mind or changed her mind? What's the din? You can also be shoyel al hegdish and be matter the hegdish. Now, Rishbam says something fascinating over here. Rishbam says, what happens if somebody took an animal and it was makdishit for a korban, to bring on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he changed his mind and he shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Classic case of Shechutei Chutz. What does the Torah say about a person like that? He gets karis. Says Rishbam, after the Beis Din tells him, Mister, what you did was terrible, you're going to get karis? This individual can go to three Dayanim and be Shoyel Ala Hegdish and make it retroactively as if this behemoth was never a carbon, was just regular chulin. No more karis, Rabbi Yisai. Puff with karis. So it's not just your Shoyel on a Hegdish prior to shechting it. Even after shechting it already, he was already Oivran Karis. He's already upstairs in Shemayim. He's on the list of krisis. Guess what? He can get himself off that list by being shoyled down below three dayanim, shoyled ala hegdish, and then he's in the clear, no more karis.
How long does that go? Can he do it even after he's maktirid on his bama? Bachut, how far does that go?
It's a very good question from the Rishbam. Sounds like it's unlimited. Maybe it still has to exist to be shoyled. If you look at the Rishbam, fourth wide line, down below, fourth wide line, yeah? She is shayla behegdish, kamoy she is shayla binadarim, timidarim ksiv la yachel dvarai, vu hadin lechol hektei shois, shimshach et kodshim bachutz, finis chayv kores, he was really chayv kores. He yach gacholach etzel chochem lehatir le hektei shoi, umatzaloi pesach shel charot of okar se hegdish me ikaroi, the av de kehegdish tos, igloi milsil mafreya deloi havi hegdish me oilam, Upata me kares. Can you imagine? He's pata from kares. Your question is a good question. How far reaching is this? Can he do it a day later? Can he do it a year later? Can he do it 20 years later? Anyway, but you see that yesh eile behegdish. How do I know that then? I learned shchutei chutz from Rashi HaMatay. Zehadova, zehadova. Just like by regular nedarim, you can be matar neder. Here too, by shchutei chutz, by any kachim, you can go and be matar neder. But that's only good, says the Gemara, according to Beis Hill. Right, back to the Gemara. My Hilchasam Rav Sheish is Lemishe Shele Behegdish. Ul Beishamai Di Amri Ein Shele Behegdish. Beishamai disagrees. That Nam Beishamai Omrim Hegdish To'us Hegdish. Beishamai goes one step further. He's saying not only can you not be Shoyel on perfect, exactly perfected Hegdish, a person said, this behemoth should be hegdish. He said it with, in Yiddish, mit ala pitchivkis, with every detail that was necessary, and it's clearly hegdish. Says Beis Hillel, you can be shoyel ala hegdish. Go to three rabbis, three dayanim, and they can be matir the hegdish. Says Beis Shammai, not only can't you be matir that hegdish. What happens if a person by accident, by mistake, was makdish something without even realizing what he was doing? And now he wants to undo that hegdish. The Rishbam gives an example from another Gemara that he said, you know, the first black cow that comes through the door, similar to the story in Nach, right? So the black cow that comes through the door, I'm being makdish. And then it turns out it was a white cow. But I didn't mean the white cow, I meant the black cow. I meant white, I meant black. I'm not sure what he meant. Anyway, he made a hektish betoyes. He incorrectly phrased what he said. Says Beisham, it makes no difference. Once you say the word koydish, whether you meant it, you didn't mean it, you made a mistake, you didn't make a mistake, you're stuck with it. So madach, when you make a mistake, you're stuck with hektish. Al-ach as kama v'kama, when you make bona fide hektish, then you're certainly stuck with it. You can't be shoyel al hektish. Beisalom, I mean hektish, nishka hektish. So now, according to Beisham, what do I need? Hai zeh v'zeh my avdile. What do I need the zeh v'zeh for? According to the previous man, the Omar, I need the zeh hadover of Rashi Hamatos to learn from the zeh hadover of Shchutei Chutz to go and tell us this din that you can be shoyel al hegdish. But Beis Shammai doesn't hold that din. So what are you going to use the zeh hadover for? Everything more. Zeh hadover of Shchutei Chutz mi ba'yalei. We're not using it for Gzeir Shava. Zeh Adov is saying, Zeh Hadibur. This. The halacha of Shchutei Chutz is only on Ish Ashe Yishchot Michutz L'machne. But not someone who is Molek. if he's moilik and oif mechutz lamachna, he is not oiver on malikas chutz. That's what I learned from Zehadover. Okay, so that's the Zehadover by Shchute Chutz. What about the Zehadover by the Rashi Amatois? Zokti Gemara, Zehadover Rashi Amatois Meboile, Lechochem Matir Ve'en Baal Matir, Baal Mefer Ve'en Chochem Mefer. It's to tell you that when the Yochid Mumcha, or the three Dayonim, are Matir Neder, they have to use the Lashon of Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. If they say mufarlach, mufarlach, that's worthless. You gotta say mutalach. On the other hand, when a husband hears his wife making a neder, he can't say mutalach, he has to go and say mufarlach. That's the zehadova, zehadibor. You have to use this dibor and nothing else. You, the matir, cannot say mefer, you, the mefer, cannot say matir. And the Mvorshim explain, this is not just a question of terminology, but it really goes to the understanding of how Hatoris Nedorim and Haforis Nedorim works. So Rishbam explains that Hatoris Nedorim is really no different than any other heter that you're coming to a Rav, right? You're coming to a Rav, it's Shabbos, and you want to know, maybe there's a sakana, maybe there's a light in the room and the children can't sleep, or some sort of eitzah, some sort of heter, what can I do to take care of my halachic issue? So the Rabbanim try to find a heter for you. Here, by a neder, if you are poiseach becharata and the chachamim feel you're deserving, they'll give you a heter, what we call hatoris nedar. A husband doesn't have that koyach. A husband is not a rabbi, he's not a dayan. However, the Torah says that his wife, if she says any type of neder, he can annul it, and he can void it, and he doesn't need a pesach harata. You don't need that the husband says, my wife, if you would have known that I'd be agitated, would you have made the neder? She might say, I would have made two nedarim if I knew that you were going to be agitated. So there's no question of a heter or hatara. It's that the Torah gives him the ability to go and void or invalidate any neder that she makes. Oh, that's called hafaras nedarim. And that's what we learn from Zehadovar. Zehadovar, the chokham is matir, vein baal matir, baal mefer, vein chokham mefer. Frey timora, ulbe shamay, telesel gzeira shava. Hafor is the dorm, shloisha joidas min olahu. How do we know the din of hator is the dorm? See, even here it says, hafor is the dorm, shloisha joidas. It should say, hator is the dorm. The Rishbam says that's what he really means. See, if you look at the last three lines of Rishbam, hafor is the dorm, begimel, hainu hator is chokham. We mean hatora. Even though the Gemara Mesech is the dorm is very, very, I don't want to say wishy-washy, but is ambiguous. It often uses the term hafora, even though we really mean hatara. So when you're actually being matir, you have to say the word hatara. But when you're learning the Gemara, you can go and use the word hafora. The Gemara is not that meticulous in its terminology. So now, we learned gzeira shava from zehadover, zehadover. What? We learned zehadover of Rashi Amatois, which means the Torah Siddharm. From Zehadover of Shchutei Chutz, where there it says, Aharon Uvana B'chol Yisrael. So we learn even three Hedyoitois. That's we that learn the Gzeir Shavah. But we say Beis Shammai doesn't learn the Gzeir Shavah, because Beis Shammai doesn't learn the din of Hegdish, that you can be Shoyl Ala Hegdish. So in Bazoi, how does he know that din? Minolahu, Nafkul B'Disani B'Rabba Moshe Esmeyadeh Shavah B'nei Yisrael, etc. And this Braisa and the explanation go down about a half an omid, so Mitchum will leave that for tomorrow, meaning for Yom Kippur. I'm assuming that, Barry, you're going to send out a shir from last Machzah.